Blog Talk Radio.
This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, the world's first.
This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Top UN officials, including the Secretary General and the President of the General Assembly, have expressed sadness over the violent scenes on Wednesday involving supporters of President Trump who stormed the US Capitol building. The arrival of the demonstrators temporarily brought a halt to the scheduled confirmation of November's presidential election result. The Secretary General is saddened by the events, a spokesperson for Antonio Guterres said, in response to questions from correspondents, adding that in such circumstances, it is important that political leaders impress on their followers the need to refrain from violence, as well as to respect democratic processes and the rule of law. Volkan Bozkir, president of the UN General Assembly, also voiced his dismay at the scenes on Capitol Hill. In a tweet, Mr. Bozkir said that the US is one of the world's major democracies and that he believed that peace and respect for democratic processes will prevail in our host country at this critical time. Earlier in the day, several thousand protesters marched on the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., the heart of American democracy and home to the House of Representatives and the Senate, after President Trump and his supporters repeated false claims of election rigging. More than 50 individuals arrested under Hong Kong's new national security law should be released immediately, the U.N. Human Rights Office, OHCHR, said on Thursday. 53 political activists, academics, former legislators, current district councillors and lawyers were arrested on Wednesday, OHCHR said. Spokesperson Liz Throssell noted that the arrests were the latest in a series of detentions over the exercise of fundamental freedoms, including the right to peaceful assembly in Hong Kong. These latest arrests indicate that, as had been feared, the offence of subversion under the national security law is indeed being used to detain individuals for exercising legitimate rights to participate in political and public life, she said. Ms. Throssell stressed that the exercise of the right to take part in public affairs is a fundamental right protected by the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, which is incorporated into Hong Kong's basic law. The UN Rights Office and independent experts have repeatedly warned that offences such as subversion under the National Security Law, which was passed in June 2020, are vaguely defined and facilitate abusive or arbitrary implementation. The massacre of civilians in Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC, has been condemned strongly by the UN Secretary General, who's called for justice for the victims and their families. At least 25 villagers were reported killed by the Allied Democratic Forces, ADF militia, in the villages of Tingwe, Mwenda and Nzenga, near Beni territory in North Kivu province on Monday. It was reportedly the second mass killing in a week in eastern DRC, where dozens of armed groups continue to roam the vast and resource-rich region. In a statement issued by his spokesperson, Antonio Guterres reiterated his call for a global ceasefire and urged all armed groups to lay down their weapons. He also stressed the determination of the UN peacekeeping mission in the country, MONUSCO, to protect civilians and support efforts to consolidate peace and stability in the country. Daniel Johnson, UN News.
Again, we have the Line Ball Sisters on our Monday, every other Monday, listeners, here on Radio Free Kansas. You can have Kay and Sandra, the Line Ball Sisters, and there is now, we were talking in the green room, there is now, or was, a blizzard in Texas that missed us. I mean,
well, they're just now showing where there's a winter storm in Atlanta, wherever that is. It's in Texas. But it's L-A-N-A. That's the name of the town, I guess.
Huh.
Must be some little town. Sandra, do you remember Sammy Stitt?
Oh, yeah.
He was just a baby, you know, when they left Leroy.
Right.
He's on Facebook. He lives in Altus, Oklahoma.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, Marcia, she's on there, too.
Yeah, but she's up in Kansas City now. You know, she lived in Winfield.
Right, yeah.
Her husband was the basketball coach there at the college.
their kids live up here, I think.
Yeah, that their sons, and that's why they moved there. Well, there was a Sammy put a picture of his four grandchildren on Facebook the other day. I said, and they're not young. They're not infants. They're a little older than toddlers. So I think, here we knew him as a baby.
I know, we babysat him.
Right. Yeah, well, I think how Marcia just kind of lived with us, you know, because her mother gave piano lessons.
Right.
So she always had our house. And,
I know.
You know, we weren't really babysitting her. She was just there.
Right. Well, we were just next door, so what the
heck?
Yeah,
right. that was simple days, you know, when little
That's
kids
right.
could
we
roam.
Need to get back to those.
Yeah, little kids could roam the neighborhood.
And
of course,
you never
I guess
heard
in
all this other bullshit going on in the world.
I know. In Oklahoma, I guess people let their kids roam around and they die. They roam into rivers. You know, we've had that happen a couple of times here, yeah.
Hmm.
And they're just like 1.5 year old.
Oh, well, we've had that up here a couple of times. They were roaming around the streets and the cops would pick them up or...
Yeah.
Somebody would call the cops and say, hey, there's looks like a 2-year-old out here walking in diapers.
Uh-huh, yeah. I can't quite understand that, but...
I know.
they said these two little children that went into the river and drowned, their mother was home asleep.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
That's sad.
It is.
Sad.
It really is. Real sad. But, you know, it's just a different world today.
I know.
I wonder, were people making just the same kind of mistakes back then? I don't know.
Well, they could have. We just didn't hear about them.
Yeah, could they, yeah.
See, the media lets all this be known.
And, right. I mean, they did. And perhaps, yeah, it was like there weren't as many people as there are now, and the news media. Really, I mean, did you have a phone camera stuck in your face anytime you talked?
We had a radio.
Yeah. Right.
Changing the subject. Did anybody watch that football game with the Steelers last night?
No, but I went to sleep, I was trying to go to sleep. My legs, I've been having leg cramps all at night, and they're about to kill me. But then I heard where we won, where the Browns won, and that's who we've got to play now.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, of course, the Browns, their quarterback was Oklahoma. I think he played for Oklahoma State.
Oh, really?
Oklahoma University. He was the quarterback there.
Oh,
and of course, I said, when I saw that first play of that ball game, I thought, well, the Steelers have lost. The first play of the game, the Steelers had the ball, and the center centered the ball over the quarterback's head.
Oh, that's good.
It went into the end zone, and the Browns scored.
The Steelers were way up there. They were, 10 and
19. They hadn't been beaten. I think they were 11-0 was their record.
Right, yeah, and then we beat them, so.
Oh, we didn't beat them.
Yeah, we
did. We haven't played them, have we?
Yeah.
Oh, let me see here. I've got the schedule.
I think we beat them. Didn't we play them?
We didn't play them.
Oh, okay. I guess we played somebody, and then they lost and we won is what it was.
We
won more. Our record was better.
Oh, well, it wasn't the Steelers because they were undefeated.
No.
I didn't keep up with it. Busted.
Yeah, but there was one right after that. Then they lost, and then we kept winning, and they kept losing. Remember, they went downhill right after they lost that one game.
I'm trying to think. I don't know who that was, I guess.
When did we? Well, I don't have my schedule here. When did the Steelers lose that their first game?
Last night.
No, they've lost more than that.
Oh, okay. They said they were 11-0.
I think I saw where they were 11 and Three or four.
Not the Steelers.
Yeah.
It must have been preseason.
Let me go on the. We never had a preseason.
Oh, okay.
Let me go on the interview.
Well, I'm happy to report. Well, I don't know if I'm happy to report about it or not. But
what?
You got the bug, the COVID-19. Then you got the riots at the Capitol building, my 84 year old mother-in-law has given up, and she started to watch Kansas City Chiefs last weekend.
Really?
She never watches football. I've never seen her say a word about any sports at all. And Chris goes over and sees her, and she came back. She says, "I can't believe it. My mother's watching football." I said, "What?" She goes, "The Chiefs." That would last. And she thinks that, and I guess I should report for her. She thinks that I don't know how to pronounce it. Patrick Mahoney, is that
Mahomes?
Mahomes.
Chris says that Annette thinks that he's a very good player.
Yeah, yes, he is. Very good. And it's so amusing to me, all of these young boys. Of course, I once in a while I watch basketball, college basketball, and so many of these kids have got that haircut, Patrick's haircut.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that funny how they do that?
So he's kind of an idol of the youth.
Right.
That sounds like it. At least his hair.
Yeah, so that puts a lot of pressure on him. You got to kind of watch yourself.
Never mind
the
$400 million he's got paid.
Oh, yeah, right. But he's done a lot of advertisements, too.
Oh, yeah. Up here, really, he's done everything.
I know. He just advertises all the time.
I know. The Steelers are 12-4.
Oh, 12-4. I don't know who they lost to because I don't have. Of course, they didn't play Kansas City.
No, not yet. Let me see who.
Well, they won't either because they lost.
We're what are we? 11 and.
We lost two.
One.
Well, we lost last week and we lost to the Raiders.
Yeah, we lost last week. We won by a field goal. We won by a field goal last week.
Oh, okay.
1 point, I think, or 2 points.
According to my score, yeah, it was 21-38. Yeah, they did win.
Yeah,
no, 21-38. They lost.
We won.
Nope, they didn't. Sorry, Sandra. They didn't even have any first stringers in.
I know. Let's see here. Watch. Okay. Kansas
it was 21-38. Was a score.
Yeah.
And it was a field goal. We won. Let me see here. Okay, here we
Sandra,
go.
Sandra, we didn't. I'm sorry. We didn't win.
Let me look here.
Kay, yes. Can I answer your question? Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How long? Let's see. You're the younger of the two sisters.
Yes.
Have you been doing this for like 70 or 80 years? Have been saying, okay, with the older sister?
Uh-huh,
told
yeah,
you.
Because that's what we grew up with.
You just heard,
we grew up with sports.
Oh, I see it. So it's a bit, I mean, it's a big deal where you go when the older sister says, no, that's not the way it was. And you go, okay.
Okay, yeah.
Because that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing you're mildly disagreeing with her, and then you just, but you do it most politely. You go okay, yeah. You sort of agree with her. You agree with the older sister, but I guess you opened up the newspaper that is like, well, let's just see this, okay? But I can imagine that. I mean, being the older brother and of my siblings. I've never heard an older sibling intimidate the younger ones. I never thought of that.
The Chiefs are 14-2. They won 14, lost 2.
I knew they lost 2.
Yeah. So, and we're favored to win the Browns game with Cleveland.
Yeah, I hope so.
They're 11-5.
Because that's the playoffs.
Right.
Well, is that what we're? Is this why this is the conversation on who win what is important? Because if we're coming to the Super Bowl or something.
Yeah, we're in the playoffs.
What is it?
See,
right.
The Chiefs got a bye.
Oh.
They didn't have to play until the last game.
We play this coming Sunday at 2:00.
Yeah, they got a bye because they had such a good record.
I see. We are coming to the Super Bowl. Well, when is the Super Bowl? Do you know how far?
Well, it
away?
Used to be in February. I don't know when it is this year.
It is February.
Is it?
Oh, God. Let's see.
I was wondering. Because I never heard such heated disagreements here today.
Well,
what national league team
will be in the Super Bowl? Because see, we're American League, so I'm wondering who the National League might
be. It's not Green Bay. They lost.
Green Bay.
Yeah.
Oh.
They got beat out.
Are they still? It will not be Green Bay. That's what you're saying.
It will not be Green Bay.
Okay. Well, who do you think it will be? Between the guys who lay bets? Let's gamble.
I haven't kept any records on the National League.
who are your friends telling you it's going to be in the Super Bowl?
I haven't
will
heard.
Will it be the Chiefs?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs. Hopefully. They've got to beat the Browns,
okay.
But I don't think that's going to be a big problem. However, the Browns did look good last night.
Yeah, did they? I never watched them, but...
Yeah, they did.
They've been looking good here all... And who was it? Was it you? Who was it was saying? Oh, no, it was on the TV where they said, because the Browns had that... one of our players, the one that kicked, was drunk, and they had him on a film in an elevator kicking that woman.
Oh.
And they got rid of him back, what was that, 3 years ago?
I don't remember that. Oh, dear. Here we go.
There goes your...
Going to do our test.
Yep, there's your test.
Yes. Oh, dear. No, I don't remember who that was. I don't think I ever saw that, where he kicked somebody in an elevator.
Oh, no. Green Bay Packers are still in it. They're going to play the Rams.
Oh, okay.
Oh, see. Come on.
I've
got to... What is that? Oh, no. That's the siren.
Yeah, she's being tested.
Yeah, they're doing our test.
The Bartleville siren is.
Yeah, it's just right outside of my. It's just about a block away.
Well, I don't care. It's all right. It's a good reminder. Sounds good on radio.
Well, you know they haven't done this now. I'm surprised they're doing it this time of year.
Right.
Right.
Because
yeah.
I guess probably the only kind of storm we'd have would be a blizzard. Hopefully. No, that's probably not true. Anymore, you can have any kind of weather any time of year.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I mean, who thought that big cold front would go south of us and go through Texas?
Yeah,
I've never seen that. yeah, they're just getting you ready. Tornadoes and Christmas time. Tornadoes on Christmas time. That's what that is possible.
Right.
Yeah, that would be strange.
Well, I'm glad that we don't have to play the Colts.
Oh,
because every time we play the Colts in a playoff game, we never did win them.
Is that right?
Marshall and I were sitting here saying, oh, God. Well, we knew we weren't probably going to play the Colts anyway. Every time we play them in a playoff, we always lost. So, let's see. Saturday, Sunday, those games are over. Okay. They put so much in here that you can't find what you want to know. Oh well. But anyway, we have to play the Browns. I thought, oh, great. But they have, you know, they haven't played in a playoff game for 25 years.
No, really?
Yeah, they haven't played in a playoff game for 25 years.
Yeah, I heard now. That's what they were telling when they, you know, towards the end of the game last night.
God,
they hadn't
yeah.
been in a playoff game for 25 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, this Baker Mayfield, that's the quarterback for the Browns. He's
right.
in a lot of advertisements, too. He does
well,
a lot of advertising.
I want to tell you, McCombs, because he says he's never going to leave Kansas City.
Yeah. He's got a 10-year contract, doesn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He says,
Oops.
This is where I chose to be, and this is where I'm going to stay. So.
Well, he don't know. He's not far from home. Didn't he go to TCU or one of the Texas colleges?
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's not he's not a long way from home.
And his little girlfriend, I hope, wife-to-be soon, they're pregnant.
Oh, really? Okay. So she's probably a Kansas City gal.
No, they've been sweethearts since they were in college or high school.
Oh, okay, so she could be from his hometown.
15 years old.
Oh, what? Now or when they started going together?
Uh-huh, yep.
What?
What do you mean? Now? She's 16 or when they started going together?
When they started going together, they were 15.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right.
Oh, my, yeah.
So they were in high school.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I think she was the cheerleader, you know, the whole story.
Yeah.
Cheerleader
yeah.
and quarterback.
Well, you know that one, Sandra.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's an old story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
anyway.
I didn't listen to Pelosi last night. I watched football.
I never listened to any of that crap. I'm not
I
watching
don't either.
It.
Well, I don't think she was on. I think she was on 60 Minutes, but that was
yeah.
about the only thing. That,
yeah, that's what she was
and,
on.
Yeah.
So I was watching football.
I got news for you. Probably the whole country was, frankly.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people.
The heck with this. Let them fight it out up there.
I know. I don't know if they can solve anything, though. That's what I think. They can't solve anything. They don't come to any kind of resolution.
Well, because they don't sit down and try to reason anything out. They just want to argue
yeah.
with each other. So
yeah.
Well, they
yeah.
knew when to hide.
What?
They knew when to hide.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh dear.
Oh, my.
I wish they would just put Biden in there because, you know, they can't have any parties or anything else because of the virus and everything. So just have them swear him in and get it over with.
Yeah, yeah. They shouldn't have any kind of a ceremony.
Huh? Well, I think it's good. That's all it's good. I think that's all it's going to be anyhow. I mean,
yeah, I think so, too.
You know, they didn't... You know, in the first 2 years of the Republic, they didn't even have that. They didn't even have, I mean, there was private parties, and that was about it. There was the swearing-in ceremony was done in the privacy of the Capitol building. The inauguration has gotten, it's just like football. It's gotten where it's one big hullabaloo, you know, it just gets
yeah.
bigger and bigger.
Before and after, all this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, they said Pence was planning on attending the inauguration, but
yeah, I
you know,
heard
I'm
that
not,
this morning.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't think anybody should attend it. Just get it over with.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
everything's
so
such a mess
Biden.
Anyway.
They're not going to be
yeah,
able to have
well,
the, you know how they used to have bleachers out there and all the seats and everything. They're not going to be able to have that. So
no. Uh-uh. Well, they were saying last night at these football games, they were playing in Pittsburgh, the Steelers were, and they just let family members come to the games.
Oh, really? We can have, up here in Kansas City, we can have 18,000.
Oh, okay.
You have a percent of,
really?
Yeah, you can have a percent of whatever of
season
your
ticket holders.
Total, what your attendance would be,
oh.
which I think ours is 87,000 or something like that.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, 87,000.
I think about the years that I went to those Chiefs football games when they played in that old stadium where we had to park our
cars. Yeah. In people's yards.
Yeah, across from the stadium.
$5. They were making good money back then.
Yeah, we paid $5 to park our car.
That stadium still exists, or is it where is it?
No, it's gone.
Where was that?
I have no clue.
I don't know. Well, I mean, where was it in Kansas City? It was downtown Kansas City, basically, wasn't it?
I have no clue where it was.
Yeah, well, it was sort of downtown there. I don't know if exactly. I'll have to look up the. Well, let me get on my.
Well, you know, one time the Iola band marched at halftime of a Chiefs game.
Oh, really?
Yes, and of course that's that was a big deal for all of us. And Greg was in the band, of course. So, a lot of Iola people were there because we were there to see our band march, and it was colder than Billy Who that day. And there was a guy from Iola. We were all standing at the goalpost to watch the band. And this guy had some kind of booze, and he was passing this around to all of us. And I swear to God, I took a drink of that, and I thought I was on fire. I mean, it warmed you up in nothing flat.
I know. I was at a game where they did that, too, and it was, whoa.
Yeah. But, it was good because we were so cold. Man,
oh,
it was
I know.
Cold.
Yeah.
We had one when we were there. It was a stand-up only game. We had to stand up the whole game because they never had any seats left when we got our tickets.
Oh, okay. Hey, Saunders, something has been going through my mind because Grandma's picture sits here and looks at me.
Oh.
Our grandmother Fox,
uh-huh.
that we never knew. But anyway, I also have a medallion that the Roars gave us out at one time at a school reunion. I have that laying there as well. And I thought, where did Grandpa and Grandma go to school? We didn't. They never did talk about that.
Which Grandma and Grandpa?
Fox.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, see, we know that our parents and most of their family all went to Leroy. Most of Mother's cousins, and they all went to Leroy. And I've often thought, I wonder where Grandpa and Grandma went to school. Because Grandma's family was the Reynoldses.
Don't know too much about them.
I knew Uncle Pard that lived at Colony.
Yeah, but we don't know much about their history.
No, I don't know anything about their family history.
Yeah.
But I know Uncle Pard was Grandma's brother, and he lived in Colony. Because we never knew Grandma. She had passed away before we were born.
Right, right. The old Kansas City Municipal Stadium was located at the corner of Brooklyn Avenue and East 22nd Street.
Okay, that doesn't tell me a thing.
That's really just south downtown, southeast downtown, really.
Right.
That's not much.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's where the Iola High School band marched at the football game, was at that old stadium.
Right.
Yeah, now they're talking about wanting to move the baseball stadium downtown. I said, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard this
I know,
that
it's so convenient out there where they're at.
Oh, well, yeah, because it's easy to park at and it's easy to get to.
Yeah. I don't
know
why they would want to.
Well, there we go, a government screwing things up again.
Well, they think it'll increase business downtown, see?
Wow.
There's
some of those bars and stuff that that's located down there now.
Well,
because they
have room
for parking.
There's not a lot of businesses out there where they are now.
Everybody sure gathers downtown Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah, to watch the games on TV.
Right.
Well, see, that's what they think. Those people would buy tickets and go to the game. You knew Bubba was going back to Omaha.
Yeah, I knew that, yeah.
No. Oh, well, no.
Yeah. Yep, he's going back
to
Omaha.
He's leaving the Royals. Oh.
Well, it's the Royals, but in Omaha.
Oh.
He went to a farm team.
Yeah,
oh,
AAA,
cool.
I think
okay.
it is.
That's...
Whatever, AAA, isn't it?
Yeah,
the Royals,
AAA,
AAA.
Yeah, right.
I wonder, why
the old stadium only
seated
35,000 people.
What?
What'd
you
go.
Say?
The old stadium.
Oh.
only seated 35,000 people and could not be expanded.
Well, that's probably why we were standing under the goalposts. We didn't have
right.
any seats.
Right. No worries.
That's why. They... So that's the way it would be if the baseball stadium got moved downtown. They wouldn't hardly have any room.
That's right. I just can't see them doing that.
Oh, me either. They about every 5 years they talk it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
We get a new mayor, they start talking about that, you know.
Oh, did they get a new mayor?
Oh, about
yeah.
a year ago, yeah.
yeah,
we got a new mayor a year ago.
Okay.
he's a pretty good guy. He's pretty good. He's
yeah, he is. But they always talk this because they want to build up the downtown business. Well,
oh, sure.
It's worse than that. I mean, you know, with the last mayor, they wanted to build, and they are, I guess. I haven't. The airport.
Oh, yeah, well, that's
airport.
Going. Yeah.
I was so upset about it because I used to, you know, that. That's a nice airport, but they shut down all these so-called satellite terminals, and now they're just going to build one big terminal. I'm like, what the? It's really just money wanting to make more money. That's what I said.
Oh, that's
it. Developers.
That's the bottom
right.
line for everything.
Yeah.
That's the top
that
line for
that's
doing this something.
Because I can't see why they would want to tear down the airport. I mean, I at that time, Chris was flying pretty regularly, and I would take her up there. And it was just like it was, you know, 15 years ago. And I thought, this is nice. There's nothing wrong. And then I heard they're going to tear it all down and build one big one without the satellite terminal.
They had a big controversy over that because, like you
yeah.
said, it was so
yeah.
convenient
yes,
to get in and out of, you know.
Yeah.
And everybody said,
I
why do they want to change this? This is the easiest airport
right.
to get in and out of.
That's right, and then you got all that parking, and I never, you know what, I never parked there. I always just drove through or drove around a big circle and come back by and check
Me
it
too.
if Chris
that's what we did too.
Chris got off the plane. Line. I mean, I thought that was very convenient, but not evidently. I think it's some the developer, the people. I don't know who does the research. I bet you it was the people that run the parking lots. The parking lots are $5 a day or $5 an hour or some outrageous, you know. And you had to park and pay money and then run in there and get them and come back. I don't know. It's something fishy there. I don't know. Yeah.
It's always money.
Oh, yeah.
Big money chasing more money. That's what I said.
Yeah.
I don't know who developers are, but I'd like to look. I'd like to. These big cities, they run that. They run the place. And they did Lawrence. They're doing Lawrence, too. What are developers? I'm going to have to ask people who know, you know, who they are specifically. Because I'm hearing the same thing from Lawrence, Kansas. People are getting upset about developers running the town of Lawrence. And so,
you know. Well, they come in there. They don't have, you know, the town don't think they have sufficient engineers with on their own staff. So they hire people, and they come in there and tell them what they should do, and it's going to benefit not the city, but these other people that they've got little contracts with. So.
Right, and then they get these sweetheart deals of called Star Tax, where there's no the state government and the city government gives them all these tax cuts where they get to collect the sales tax off the things they sell. And keep and pocket the money. They don't send it to the state. Another thing they get away with is not paying. The workers, you know, that you know are FICA. You know, they take your money out, your state income tax out, or your federal income tax, your state income tax. They keep that. They get to keep that. They don't have to pay. The company does not have to pay the workers' income tax to the state. That's pretty interesting. That's true. That really
hurts
true.
The state, I would think.
Well, it does, but the state You know that amusement park that cut that little boy's head off?
Oh.
In Wyandotte
yeah.
County? Remember that?
Yeah.
That, yes. That was the son of the legislature.
Oh,
of,
I know.
I think it's Schwab. I think it's Kansas representing Schwab. Now, you know, I feel horrible that that happened to his son. But he and the other legislators, that was a scandal, that because he and other legislators got arranged these tax deals for that amusement park to come in to Wyandotte County. They got a tax deal on that, whereas they don't have to pay taxes. They got a special deal.
Oh, that's sort of,
in a way, that's sort of a, you know, you see what I mean? I mean, that's why I think, who are developers and what are they, you know? I mean, what do they deserve?
Yeah.
Well,
they finally got that tore down.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
They tore down the slip and slide, the water slide? Huh.
Well, they're going to have something else that's going up there, but they tore down where the child, where that little boy was killed at.
Yeah, well, you know, that guy, that he's out of Texas, the guy that runs that thing. And that thing was totally experimental. That water slide was totally experimental. It hadn't been done anywhere else that I've checked, you know. And
yeah.
That guy should have went to jail. That's what I thought. As soon as that happened, I thought, those kind of people get away with that stuff, you know. That sort of bothers me. My favorite bar at University of Kansas was called The Crossing, and it was at the end of Memorial Drive, which is the main drive through the Kansas University campus in Lawrence. And it was one of my favorite places to go. You could go there and play chess. It was a very strange bar. Sometimes the fraternity guys would come down. They would paint snow in the windows in the winter, and you had to wear a sweater to get in. It's a really weird bar. And then in the spring, there would be a bunch of hippies out there wearing coveralls, and they'd just be sitting out in bib overalls out on the porch. And all you had to do is just walk up on the porch. It was a very strange bar. That's why I would go to it, because it wasn't all rock and roll and loud music. It, like I said, you could play chess or checkers. It was owned by a woman in Arizona, a very, very old lady in Arizona was the actual landlord. And she just basically let the young people run the bar. She didn't care. As long as they paid a little bit of money, they were good.
Well, that place,
I went up there about a year ago, and it's replaced by what? A 25, 30 story skyscraper.
Oh, my land.
It's called Mount Orion. It's called the Orion, and it's a hotel. Pizza Hut, things that junk food chain, big chain junk food stores. And, yeah, that's it. And office space. It's on the same spot that bar was. Well, I forgot to tell you, but beside the old bar was a place called the Glass Onion, which was a place you could get hamburgers and sandwiches and stuff. It was a little itty bitty little island restaurants, coffee shop, bar. Three little places. I think they had a pizza shop there for a while. Well, now it's like a 25, 30 story skyscraper, and I'm like,
oh my goodness.
Yeah. On Facebook, the wonders of Facebook, you know, there's a lot of people that were sending pictures of the old bar on Facebook. There's a lot of people that really were sort of, they weren't happy with that skyscraper going in there. They were sending old pictures that they took of each other in college. Like, yeah, that's pretty cute. Of that bar, The Crossing. Yeah, it's very interesting. But I'm wondering about developers. What do developers do? Where do they get their money? And how do they, you know, it's sort of strange. I don't know if they're good things. I really don't know. How come we don't have any developers in Leroy or if you're in Nortonville?
Okay.
Well, we had Willard in Iowa. We had Willard Ward in Iowa.
What?
The Chiefs won their last game. They played with the Chargers. And the score was Kansas City 38, the Chargers 21.
Oh. Okay.
That's the game they had.
No starters in. No starters playing.
Right, yeah. Well, now, wait a minute. Maybe I'm wrong here. Let me look back here.
The Chargers did beat us.
I'm sorry.
I knew. 21-38.
Yeah.
The Chargers.
You were right. I'm sorry. I was reading it backwards.
So does this mean that Kansas City could be knocked out of the final of the Super Bowl? Is that what you're saying?
No,
they got to beat the Browns.
Yeah, we got to beat the Browns.
They got to beat the Browns. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's coming up this week.
Yeah, Sunday.
Yeah. 2:00.
Oh, good. Okay. I'll start. Now that my mother-in-law is watching it, I may have to too.
Yeah, we do kind of rule the roost, huh?
it's a lot safer to talk about it than politics, I'll tell you that. It's a lot safer.
Oh, true.
I've
been avoiding politics for the last 3 weeks.
Oh, me too. I just try to avoid it altogether. That's just not anything I want to get involved in.
I know, me either, because they don't know what they're doing.
No, that's what I'm afraid of.
That's what
worries you some.
I know.
That's
how far they'll take all this bullshit, pardon my French.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, sometimes I think we have too much information.
I do too.
I think we hear too much sometimes.
I like information, but don't you really think it would be better to, in my opinion, I'd like, you know, why not just, you know, I think people, did you notice all the rioters at the Capitol building and the kids in the street over the getting shot by cops, the Black Lives Matter, everybody, you know, had these phones. They're walking around carrying these phones and pointing them at people, and then they use them with lights, you know. It's just like people, and you can't have it. It's difficult to talk to people without them staring at their phones while you're talking to them. They're looking at the phones while you're talking to them.
That's what
annoying.
I say. We do not communicate face to face anymore.
I'm just like, do you realize how rude that is?
I know they don't, because they've been doing it for years.
I got this. Yeah. Well, we sort of slipped into it. We've just sort of slipped into it. You know what I mean? I didn't notice it so much. You know, I knew TV was doing that to people. It did it to me. You know. And it did to my son, the TV, you know,
uh-huh.
And with him is playing games. But now I'll go downstairs in my living room and the TV will be on and my sweetheart will be sitting in her chair looking at her tablet and my son will be over in a recliner looking at his phone. And I'm coming down, and I want to come down there and sort of visit and cook, you know, let's make brownies or some dumb stuff like that, or popcorn, you know.
Well, that doesn't happen much anymore.
And I go, anybody for popcorn? And Tristan, of course, he'll nod and said, yeah. And then he'll go back to his son. I go, okay, so I'm going to make popcorn.
Well, my granddaughter's Christmas card was a picture of everyday life right now, and it had her husband laying on the couch with his phone. The older boy was with his laptop, and the younger one, though, was flying through the air. He's very busy. And, you know, they said is how they did that. They took a bed and put it behind the couch, and they had him just jump up off the couch, and then they took the picture when he was in the air.
Oh, my God.
They always have a photographer come for their Christmas card. They have a photographer come and set up something for their to put on their Christmas cards. But this year they were
that's cute.
They this year it was what it's like right now. You know, nobody's going anyplace, nobody's doing anything. So,
and the kid is flying in the air off the couch.
Yeah.
That's sort to need. Thank you.
Yeah, it was. Whoever thought of that? I don't know. It's probably the photographer.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
But it's a picture of him. He's over everybody else. He's up in the air over everybody else, like he's flying.
Oh, that's really, that'd be funny to take that picture.
And that's the way he is. He's a busy little guy. He's five. He's always busy.
That's because he hadn't got hooked to the phone yet.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when he was even younger, when we'd go to a restaurant, they take the something, you know, one of these things, and he sets and plays a game on it.
Right.
You know, and I think, this is not good. These two boys sitting there with their whatever, playing games, and I thought, this is not teaching them how to correspond, how to have a conversation at a meal, you know. Mealtime is for conversation, in my estimation.
Right,
they
that's
have
the, true.
Yeah. At least even if you're just sitting in your recliners and TV trays, I mean, at least you try to have a conversation.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's becoming a big thing because you know, on the edge of the internet, a big part of the internet is people talking to each other, of course, now, right? You know, face to face, video conferencing, I guess. It's a polite word for it. But now I've noticed in these kids, Tristan, I'll ask Tristan, what are you watching? He'll tell me, and I'll go on late at night during fire watch, because I still have to load firewood in the stove. I do dishes and keep the kitchen clean and keep the fire going, and I'll check out what my son says is the hot thing on the internet. Well, so I get on there on TV. Now I'm on the TV, and I'm using his game platform to go into the internet and watch the internet, like YouTube and stuff like that. And there's these young guys. I mean, well, maybe 20, maybe 30. Some of them as old as 30, and they're talking to each other on the screen to screen. Then there's another screen of people typing in questions to them and comments, and putting these emoticons in it. And there's just, that is a chat, and the chat is just streaming. You can't, you go so fast you can't read it. And this young guy, sometimes he's talking, they talk politics or they talk movies or whatever. And in the middle of it, the mother, whoever these guys' mothers are, will bring them in a big plate of food, and they'll start eating while they're doing the show. And they'll stuff their mouth full and talk. I must be getting old now, because I will watch that and I go, would you stop eating and talk and speak clearly? Would you just speak clearly, please?
Well, everything's going to be done on the computer before long. In fact, that's how we have to make our appointments for our vaccine down here.
It's
on the computer.
That's true.
When are you getting your shot?
I don't know. I think, we're eligible now. We can go get them now. If you can get an appointment, you got to get an appointment.
Right.
So I haven't tried. Well, I tried to get on, but didn't get on.
Because
you got to do it all on the computer.
Well, that's stupid too. Did you see that the people in Florida waiting 10 out, older people waiting for their shots overnight? That's crazy. That's not right. That's dangerous.
Well, I would think so.
Well, that's all they've got down there is old people.
Yeah. You know, there was a couple in Iola who had the COVID pretty bad. The man had it really bad. The wife, she wasn't all that bad, but he's well and all. They're in Arizona now for the winter.
So
yeah,
he got over it, but he was really bad. But you know, he told what medicine they gave him in an article in my little paper, and he said they gave him that medicine. He said in 3 days he felt a whole lot better.
What'd they give him?
I wrote it down because I thought, boy, if I get this, I'm telling the doctors, give me some of that. It was REMDES. IVIR.
Remdesivir. Yeah, it's a steroid. It is.
Is that what it is?
It's not bad. Well, that's the kind of effect it has on you, on the body. It's you know, it reinforces it. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but it's basically a steroid. It's not extremely dangerous. It's very accessible. I mean,
well, this guy
everywhere.
Said he felt better in 3 days.
Well, let's hope we can all get it. It's very accessible. It's not a. It's not like an unknown rare drug.
Well, I didn't think so from the way the article read. Yeah.
Maybe
Nancy
needs to be taking that.
What'd you say?
Well, it could be.
Yeah, Nancy needs to be taking that.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't. They took her off her medicine.
Right, I know.
Yeah.
They're trying to get her back on her whatever. She needs. I don't know what she's taking, but.
No, I don't either. They're trying everything new, I guess.
Well, it's not helping.
Doesn't seem to. But she's not doing any chemo or anything like that.
No.
Well, I guess they know what they're doing, hopefully.
I hope
so. Well, people have a choice. Some, you know, people do have choices, and if they make the choices, still, it's not just like you have to do what the doctor says. I mean.
Well, now, see, that wasn't the way we grew up. We grew up,
I know,
the
I
doctors
know.
And preachers and doctors, you know, they were all
yes,
kind of people
I
put,
know.
And teachers. Yeah, teachers were kind of
right,
put on a pedestal and
yeah.
you know.
But when they,
but
when,
you know, I think they earned
learned.
That. The teachers earned that respect. Because
right.
I think about
respect,
how
yeah.
I think
okay.
about how our
I'm
teachers
sorry.
Used to come to school, how they dressed. You know, they were in
yeah.
suits
yeah.
and ties, and the ladies were in dresses
right.
and now they go to school in jeans and T-shirts. That's how teachers go to school.
Well, I know. I think it's the same way with hard for you to believe, but it's the same thing. I saw that when I was a private detective among police officers because I always wore a tie and a sports coat, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I really did, almost unless I had to go watch somebody at 3 a.m, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't then. But when I was seeing them, and I noticed all the when I moved out here and before that, all the police officers were wearing T-shirts and jeans, and I'm like, you know, it's like, geez, what, you know, what's going on here? Where's your uniform?
Yeah.
You know.
Don't they wear uniforms?
So I don't know. I in a way it's good, and I don't know. In another way it's sort of stupid and bad, but you know, because if people don't treat you, I think the uniform helps people respect you a little bit more. You
yeah,
know? Even,
yeah
even
I would
if,
think
even
so.
Even if it's a well, even with a tie.
Well, the uniform out there was the
a,
badge. You put the badge on, that was your uniform.
Yeah.
I went, right, but I mean, even it worked when I delivered subpoenas. I mean, if I had a tie and a suit coat on, people took me more serious than if I would
sure.
said uh-huh. Yahoo in a ball cap, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's why I felt about those politicians that came around knocking on my door when it was that time. One had on his jeans and T-shirt, and I thought he was just a kid.
Yeah, and he was.
Well, he was to me. Yeah. You know, he probably is to me. Right. And then the other one, though, he had on his white shirt and tie and dress pants, you know, and I thought, what a difference. The guy in the white dress,
yeah.
white shirt won. The guy that had the white shirt on, he won the election.
Well, there you go.
Don't know if that was any reason, but
yeah.
And of course, my dog didn't like either one of them.
Sandra has a 19-year-old. We have a 19-year-old young man. Well, he's still a boy. He can't drink beer. He's not even 21.
Right.
He won a Democratic slot in the state legislature here in Kansas in the state house.
Really?
And he's up there from Wyandotte County, and he really sort of cold cocked the old Democrats. It's really been sort of funny to watch, really, and he primaried a guy who'd been in office for years and years and years, a Democrat, and he primaried the guy, and I guess suddenly people panicked when they all the voters that came and they decided, well, we want to try this kid, and they knocked this old guy out of the. I thought it was hilarious. Of course, I can't laugh that way around my fellow Democrats. They get all, I'm sure they'll be upset about it. But they are upset. There was women, the women Democrats in the state house, they're going to They're upset with him. They dug up something. He sent some dirty pictures on his phone when he was 14. He's 19 now. And it turned into a big scandal. And I just think it's hilarious. I think I'm going to hunt him down and get him on my show and talk with him a little bit. He's a dishwasher.
Oh,
that's what he does.
Okay.
He's a young yeah.
Didn't they start their meetings already?
Huh?
Didn't they start the
what?
Their meeting
session?
No.
Yeah,
that's coming this week. That's coming this week.
Oh, this week. Okay.
Yeah, and this week or next, early next. It's getting ready to happen. And he'll have to take his oath, and they'll, you know, I'm sure they'll walk him through the big hall and scare him with all the rules. I mean, they tried that with me, but you know, I'm 60. You know, it doesn't work. You know, but it's going to be fun to see the kid get through this. I'm going to get him on my show. I've checked in Bill Otto's Facebook since I call it Insurrection Theater. It was just theater. A bunch of hillbillies and podunks tried to take over the Capitol building. I think it was nowhere near as serious of a thing. I can't believe it got as violent as it did. But I checked in with Bill Otto, and I thought, well, I wonder what he's doing. So I peekaboo at his Facebook page. And he's mad. He didn't want to talk about it. There's only one sentence on his Facebook after that, and it says, Pelosi, I want my check.
I haven't got mine either.
Well,
yours, Kay? Kay, have you got yours?
I have no clue.
The $600? Oh, you should see if you got your $600. I mean,
I guess I can call Beverly at the bank and ask her.
Call Beverly. You got more money in there than you know.
I haven't gotten mine yet.
I probably haven't either.
Uh-oh,
but I get a check, not a deposit.
Oh, mine's automatic deposit.
Oh, you better check on that, Sandra, because there's a lot of – I have people up here, friends who – who was it? I can't remember who it was. But they a friend of mine in Lawrence, she applied for unemployment because she is unemployed. And she did it on time. She timed it so that she would be able to get the extra benefit with the – she found out that there was somebody claiming benefits on her unemployment I think she said South Carolina.
Oh, goodness.
That's terrible.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah, she's entitled to her unemployment and the benefits.
Well, was she getting her unemployment too?
No. She was applying. She just recently became unemployed.
Oh, okay, but she hadn't gotten any yet.
No, but she did a check on it, and that's where the checks are going.
Oh, my land. This is where our government is not on the ball. These people that run and work in these areas.
They don't know how to work the system.
No.
Well,
they don't
the State Department of Labor in Kansas, the Department of Labor, we have one in Kansas. They blame the computers. That's what they blame.
That could be.
They got a new system and nobody had taught them how to use it is what the problem was.
Well, it could be that, and they said that, and you know, they've been overwhelmed with claims since
thing
started last March, you know, so I don't know.
Now, you see where a boy from Iola, I think of him as a boy, from Iola is now the lieutenant governor.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
And he's also whatever he was before. He's the Secretary of Commerce. He's still that. I thought, how can you do two places, two positions?
Oh, I'm telling you, when I ran for office this last time, I got all these wonderful letters from people I don't even know of the Insurance Commission, and some of them are Republicans, and they were letters thanking me that I ran for office, saying you.
Oh, well, how nice.
Courage. Thank you. Yeah,
because nobody wants to do that.
That's right. Nobody wants them.
I told Chris, I said, well, I'd have framed these and put them on the wall.
Right. For posterity.
Oh, boy. Well, one of them's got a cold.
Well, have a good week.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for, you've been listening to the Lineball Sisters. I hope you have a good time. We're having a good time. It doesn't have to be bad. We can have a good time.